It's just making sure that when we move requirements from one program office to another or from one agency to another, that the contracting officer is best submit that strategy, the acquisition plan that the requirements office has put together is being done in the most cost-effective, efficient manner. So the fact that one contracting office might have a vehicle that is more applicable to the strategy for the program manager, that shouldn't prohibit us from being able to go there.
So the new rules require COs to do what then?
There's just a little more onerous detail into the roles and responsibilities of the contracting officer, the program manager, the contracting officer's representative, how deliverables are provided and that sort of thing, just to make sure there's no misunderstanding or confusion and the contractor has clear direction and performance.
So it might be that the easiest thing to do then for a contracting officer is to, instead of using another agency's vehicle, just go to a government-wide acquisition contractor, GSA?
Not necessarily. It depends on the requirement. It has to fit with the acquisition plan. So what we've directed internally in our organization is making sure that we develop an acquisition plan that best reflects the requirements for that contractor, and then we work for that program. And then what we do is work with our contracting officers who are trained to be knowledgeable of the marketplace out there and all the vehicles that are available. And we may use one or more acquisitions or contracts from one or more organizations as well as our own to best meet the need.
So in a sense, that makes every contract a GWAC.
It can. If each contract, every office, is, you know, all government agencies, they have various contracts, and to the extent they are allowed and permitted within the scope of those vehicles to allow other agencies to use them, that's fine.
So the scope and the acquisition strategy tied in, that's really the key to doing this right.
Correct. The scope, the requirement first, what's the strategy, and then we look at the marketplace out there. Do we need to recompete our own contract? Is this best for small business, an 8A set-aside, or a variety of tools?
Michael Frischetti is the Director of Acquisition Management and Support in the Office of the Secretary of Defense for TRICARE. Now, you're doing some training of your acquisition staff and trying to get their game up in several areas. Tell us what's going on there at TRICARE.
Since 2008, when I arrived, we've gone from a low 20% certification rate of acquisition professionals in the Health Affairs TRICARE to where we're now at 59%, the DOD average, which is approximately the DOD average, so we hope to exceed that. We're about to sign an agreement with Defense Acquisition University to develop a program management medical systems type of track so that our medical professionals can obtain acquisition knowledge and experience training that is best applicable to their particular need, not necessarily weapon systems orientation as was traditional.
So what is unique about health IT versus any other kind of technology they might be buying?
Not so much health IT, but the mostly healthcare management, the healthcare contract side. IT is still IT, but that being said, that we need to get more and better training for all of our IT professionals as well.
So this is buying the services related to the healthcare delivery itself?
Correct, sir.
And in buying healthcare services for TRICARE, for military members who will be receiving these services, are they different organizations that then provide that same care in the private sector?
No. The healthcare is provided through a combination of direct care, the military treatment facilities, and purchase care through our large managed care contracts, dental and other pharmacy and those sort of things. So it's a partnership, and they are referred to the purchase care side from the direct care system.
So would the requirements in the military look different to those providers than requirements coming from, say, some large commercial healthcare provider group that deals with the general public?
It should be relatively transparent, no difference.
All right, anything else we should know about going on in TRICARE acquisition?
Just that from the acquisition framework, we're improving our certifications, we're getting more qualified, trained people, we're trying to build up our acquisition workforce quality and numbers to better meet the mission.
Now that the continuing resolutions are over, apparently it looks like we'll have a budget for the rest of 2011, that gives people 6 months to do programs they might have wanted to do taking the whole year. What effect is that having on TRICARE?
Not an immediate effect. We're a relatively service-oriented organization, so these indecisions and lack of a budget hasn't really affected us. Our contracts are moving on as planned, and our source selection activity goes on unencumbered.
So no one suffered any lack of or interruption in healthcare as a result of all the shenanigans going on Capitol Hill?
Absolutely not.